passage we're looking at this morning, I guess, is quite a familiar one to us, the parable of the sower. We're going to need God's help as we come to look at it. So let me pray and ask for God to help us. Dear God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you that it's powerful. Thank you that it's life-changing. Please would you help us to understand it rightly this morning and to be changed by it, we pray. Amen. Well, it is a familiar story, isn't it? But I wonder if you've ever stopped to realise, we often call it the parable of the sower, but really, it's the parable of the seeds. The sower only gets one mention in verse 5, and then after that, really, it's all about the seed that the sower plants and where that seed lands, the kind of ground that it ends up on. Now, has anyone here ever done any gardening? Just raise a hand if you've done some gardening before. Brilliant. So we've got a few gardening experts out here, I'm sure. When you want to do some gardening, what do? You kind of choose a spot in your garden that you want to put a plant. You dig a hole. You take a seed and you put it in the ground. You cover it over with some compost. You water it. And then you wait and you hope that that plant will grow up where you've planted it. But the sower doesn't seem to take that approach. Do you notice he kind of went out and he wasn't so much interested in just having a plant in one particular spot or just a couple of plants here and there. No, he went out with his seed and he sowed the seed everywhere. He went right to the edges of his field. He went all the way to the edge, even though he knew some was going to fall on the path. It seems that the sower is more interested in having the most number of plants possible growing in his field than in just making sure that he gets one or two in the middle, which are really good and healthy. He'd rather waste some seed and have as many plants as possible growing than he would just plant a few. Now, the seed in the story, Jesus tells his disciples later on in the passage in verse 11, is the word of God. So whenever you hear me say the word seed this morning, you need to be thinking God's word, the Bible. Okay, and so when we think about where the seed is going, it's how God's word is impacting and changing people's lives. So that sowing strategy, kind of sowing everywhere, taking seed and putting it wherever he can, is a little bit of a challenge, I think, to the way that we often approach talking about Jesus and the Bible with our friends. We often kind of think, oh, there's one person who we think may be ready to hear about Jesus. We think, oh, is that person going to accept it? I'm not sure I'm going to talk to them about this just now because they might not be ready. They might not be kind of good soil. They might not have a plant that grows from that. It might not go anywhere. So we kind of think, well, I won't bother talking. But Jesus himself here in the passage is here with a big crowd gathered, and he's throwing out his words. And he knows that some will respond in faith, but some won't. So the first thing we learn this morning from the sower is that we should also be those who share God's word everywhere. It's up there on the screen. Share God's word everywhere. And to help us remember that, I'm not going to be the only one who's saying it. Whenever you hear me this morning say the words, share God's word, I want you all to shout out everywhere. Do you think we can try that? Brilliant. Let's have a practice. Share God's word. Okay, not bad for a first try. I think we can do a little bit better, can't we? Share God's word.
Everywhere.
That's brilliant. Fantastic. Now, the seed lands in all sorts of different places, doesn't it, in the story? It isn't being targeted in one spot. It's being sown everywhere. So I want us just to think for a moment why it is that we don't take that same approach. Why is it that we are a little bit reluctant to go out and share the news of Jesus, the good news of Jesus, with more people than we do? What is it that stops us from talking about Jesus more often than we do? Turn where you are to a few people sat around you and have a little chat about that question. What stops us talking about Jesus more often than we do? Sounds like we're having some good conversations there. I'm going to come out into where you guys are with a microphone. If you are feeling brave and you want to share something you've been talking about, just stick a hand up as I come by. It would be great to hear some of your thoughts on this. Why is it that we don't share God's word more often than we do? Emma?
Maybe we don't think we know enough.
Yeah, maybe we don't think we know enough. Yeah, that's good. Yes, Libby.
we know the birds are going to eat the seed, so there's no point in dropping it.
Yeah, so we know part of the story is that sometimes the devil comes in and snatches the word away, so we're reluctant to share it.
Fear of rejection.
Fear of rejection, yeah, definitely. Anyone back here? Or have you guys sat right at the back because you thought no one would come down here? Cool, that's good, that's a good start. Brill. So yeah, we are a little bit worried, aren't we, about what's going to happen. We're worried that when we share God's word, we'll be rejected, and the word that we've shared might be rejected too. Now, of course, as we read on in the story, that is what happens. But it shouldn't stop us from sharing God's word. Oh dear, we're falling asleep. Share God's word. Fantastic. So, God's word will have an impact on some people's lives. We learnt that. There is some good soil that it will fall into. And when we don't share it as widely as we could do, we're actually stopping some people who might have that good soil from coming to know and love Jesus. So, perhaps we should be looking for a few more opportunities to speak the truth of God's word into people's lives. Now, it doesn't mean that we need to be giving them the whole two ways to live outline, but it might just be as simple as sharing with your colleagues. I've been to church yesterday, and that was great. I had a really good time with my church family. And that might just sow a seed in someone's heart, and they might think, oh, that sounds interesting. Maybe I want to know a little bit more. Or it might be as simple as taking one of the flyers for the mission week, putting it on the notice board in your office or handing it to someone and seeing where that goes from there. And they might be intrigued. Now, we've got some people coming up on the screen here. 1, 2, 3, and 4. I just want us to see how silly our normal strategy is by just thinking for a moment. If you could only share the good news of Jesus with one of these, who would you go for? So we're going to have a vote. Who's going to go for number one? Looks fairly friendly, doesn't he? Yeah, good. Number two? Oh, not many for number two. She doesn't look the happiest up there, does she? Number three? Oh, a few more for number three. She looks quite friendly. Yeah, okay. Number four? Oh, yeah, good response for number four there as well. Brilliant. The problem is... Got the right hairstyle, Tim. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, good. Fab. The silly thing is, we don't know what these people's hearts are like, do we? And what we often do when we're thinking, oh, should I share the good news, is, are they ready? But we don't know what these people's hearts are like. And so, the second thing we learn from this passage is, when with mixed results from sharing this good news, don't despair. With mixed results, don't despair. And like we did with the first point, which was share God's word. Good. We're going to shout out the don't despair together. So with mixed results.
Don't despair.
Fantastic. Now, the sower effectively takes seed, got some seed here, and sows it in different places. Now, each of the four pots that we've got here represent the four types of soil that they might find themselves going into. And we're to expect that there will be different responses. The first response is from Pathway Pete. Oh, sorry for everyone who voted for number four. It wasn't. This is Pathway Pete. And with Pathway Pete, where the seed falls on the path, what happens is that the devil comes and immediately, having heard the word, snatches that seed away from that person's heart. It's all about what's going on in the heart. And the passage describes it as birds, like birds coming down and pecking the seed away. Well, if that's empty, if this is like his heart, there's nothing going to grow there, is there? This is being thrown away. It's no use to him anymore. We'll find that later. So with mixed results, we... Fantastic, you're on the ball, guys. There is a spiritual battle going on. I did ask the students for a picture of birds, but this was about the best I got. So I'll leave that with you. Might be an image you want to forget. Moving on. The next one we find is Rocky Rebecca. Is she coming up next? Here she is. So if you voted for number two, there weren't many of you, I know. But this represents the seed that fell along the rocky ground. And the passage says... that actually things start quite well. So they all hear the word, don't they? The seed initially is heard, it's taken in. And she initially receives the word with joy. It goes into her heart and she thinks, yeah, this news is good news. This is good, it's exciting. But after a while, because she's rocky, she has no root. And so as soon as hard times come, the plant that started to grow up just gets kind of blown over. It can't grow anymore. It's got such poor roots, it just can't grow. That's really sad, isn't it? Because it starts out so well, it looks so good initially. It's when life starts to get a bit tough. When life's easy, she's like, yeah, this is good news. But when life starts to get a bit tough, she's not so sure. The third one we see is Thorny Thea. Here she is. She looked really friendly, didn't she? And we thought, yeah, we could talk to her about Jesus. And yeah, we should do. But the response we get might not be the one we'd like. So with mixed results, instead, share God's news. Everywhere. Fantastic. With Thorny Thea, where the seed goes in, and initially, again, it starts to grow. But the problem with Thorny Thea is that she's kind of planted some other stuff in her heart as well. She's got extra bits and pieces going on in here. And so as the word of God starts to grow up, other stuff, thorns, start to grow up as well. And so then that kind of chokes the good plant that's been planted from God's word. And so it can't produce fruit. It starts well. It looks good initially. I think if we'd shared the good news of Jesus with her, we'd be quite excited initially because it would look like things were going really well. But the passage describes it like this. As she went on their way, she's choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and so her fruit does not mature. Now, I guess as we hear about Thorny Thea, we might be able to identify something of our own hearts there. At times, we know that we have conflicted hearts, don't we? We're not always as fully set on living for Jesus as we might want to be. Well, we'll come back to that in a moment. Because what I want to say at this point is that these states of being pathy, rocky, thorny, or good soil are not fixed. God can change hearts into good soil. And actually, only when God changes hearts into good soil can they receive God's word. And we see that right in the middle of the passage. So Jesus is talking about this with his disciples. And he says to them, to you, it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. But for others, they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. You see, it's only because God has revealed the secrets of the kingdom of God to his disciples that they can receive the word and be good soil that bears fruit. But other times that won't happen, and that is God's purpose. Sometimes his word won't be received, but he can change hearts. And that brings us on to Compost Kev. Brilliant. Well done to anyone who voted for number one. But again, it was completely random, wasn't it? You didn't know what his heart was going to be like. And so we need to be sharing God's word.
Everywhere.
Brilliant. Sharing God's word.
Everywhere.
Because we don't know where the compost is. But what's brilliant is when the word comes into Compost Kev's heart, he holds it fast. He says, this is the best thing ever. Jesus is brilliant. I'm going to hold on to him for dear life because only in him am I safe. And then what happens is that he produces a hundredfold. He produces fruit. He grows. And he produces fruit, which is living for God, but it's also sharing that seed, that good news with others. Hope that woke you up if you'd fallen asleep for a moment there. So, with mixed results. Brilliant. As we think about all of these different types of heart that we might have, though, it must cause us to think about our own hearts. So we've got the four different types of soil up on the screen there. The pathway, the rock, the thorn, the compost. What's your heart like this morning? Be aware. Because only if your heart is good soil, where God's word is growing deep down into it, changing you, where you're growing the fruit of being God's children, you're living for him. Well, only that will keep you going until eternity with Jesus. All the rest will fall away. Will not be those who know Jesus for all of eternity. I wonder, what does God's word do to you on a Sunday when you hear it? When you go away from here, what effect and impact does it have on you? That might be a good way to start discerning what kind of heart you have at the moment. Is it something that you just kind of go away and forget? Perhaps the devil's coming in and snatching that good word away from you. Is it that you're okay when life's easy, but then when times get a bit tough, actually you're feeling yourself really wanting to run away from this? Is it that when you think about your life, when you hear God's word, actually other things seem more important to you? Perhaps there's a little bit of thorniness there. Well, let's be praying, if that's the case, that God would be changing our hearts, making them the composty soil, so that we can bear fruit for God's kingdom, living for him, sharing his word with others, and being those who are really living for him in the world, as kind of plants that are really healthy and good, and that people see, and they go, oh, there's something different about them. So we've seen this morning, haven't we? From the parable of the sower, or the parable of the seed, as perhaps we should rename it, that we should share God's word,
everywhere.
And that when we have the mixed results from that, with mixed results, we... But we need to think about our own hearts. What's your heart like this morning? You might as well all join in. Be aware. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that your word is powerful to change us. Thank you that we only know you because you've opened our hearts to see the secrets of your kingdom. Lord, we pray that you would increasingly be cultivating in us hearts that love you, that delight in you, that live for you. Lord, we pray that you would give us courage to share your word everywhere. Lord, help us when we do that, not to despair when people don't immediately respond in faith, but to know that you are the one who alone can change hearts and call people to yourself. We pray all of this for your glorious name's sake. Amen.